News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Hope the weekend was fabulous for you. Enjoy one more of these nice weather days here. A little bit of chill in the air, especially at night. We do have rain returning to the forecast coming up later on this week. We've got meteorologist Joe Neubauer standing by for all of those details as well. Gracie will get us caught up on the roads, making sure you stay safe getting home this evening. It is Monday, and we're back at it. Gracie already one yawn in, so she's ready to go here.
I just had to get that out before the show started. Now I'm ready to rumble.
All right, very good. So that means one of two things. Either your Monday was very eventful, or just the weekend was just so incredibly exciting and nonstop for you. So how was the weekend?
It was actually really good. I mean, the weather was fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
And did a lot of relaxing, but then also, you know, went to a little concert impromptu, like very last minute. So that was fun. And got a lot of like errands and stuff done yesterday too. So very, very good weekend.
What concert was it?
It was Corey Smith. He played at the Vinyl, which I probably knew like three songs. But it was still fun. Like, it was like $15. And it was just like we were already downtown. And we're like, oh, well, why don't we just see if we'll just go do this? And it was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Watch a lot of football Saturday, Sunday, of course. And I went and got some Wendy's chili Saturday night. Ooh. Took one of my two TVs outside onto my patio and just enjoyed the nice cooler air. So I told you I would do that. I definitely did follow up on that. And it was very nice. Last night, actually, a little bit better as far as the weather goes, but I was inside most of the day. But, looking forward to it here. Not sure if I'll get out tonight out on the patio, but probably tomorrow night for sure, because I think it's supposed to warm up just a little bit. But I'll definitely be spending a lot of time outside here. You can let us know your weekend plans. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. I shouldn't say plans, rather the recap. What did you do that was fun and exciting? You can let us know in the comments. And, of course, weigh in on everything that we are talking about here this week. I will ask here, Gracie, as we do start off the week, what is the situation regarding our tickets? Do we have any this week, or was last week just a one-time, let's just clear the decks and get some more in?
I think we were just having too much fun.
Okay.
Because no tickets right now for today or tomorrow. So I think we're going to have to go talk to someone.
That's right. We'll do that. We'll do that for sure. All right. Well, let's get busy here because we do have a lot going on. And obviously, the attention of the entire world over the weekend was centered on Israel, with the war raging between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. About an hour or so ago, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave an update through a translator here.
We have always known what the Hamas have been. Now the whole world knows. Hamas is the ISIS. And we will beat it just like the Western world has beaten ISIS.
Yeah, so Saturday, the Hamas fighters launched coordinated attacks on Israel. And since then, the death toll rising to nearly 1,200 people, thousands more injured on both sides, and at least 9 Americans are among the death toll. Meanwhile, Hamas says it will execute hostages on a live broadcast if Israel targets civilians in Gaza. Hamas spokesperson said they will respond to any targeting of people in their homes without warning, and the group claims to have more than 100 hostages, including Israeli army officers. Also in the Middle East, Afghanistan specifically, 2,400 people at least are believed to be dead after a pair of powerful earthquakes. The first, a magnitude 6.3, hit western Afghanistan Saturday, and that was followed by a 6.1 quake and well over 1,300 houses damaged or destroyed. So very deadly weekend in the Middle East over this past few days. 4:15 right now. Local headlines are coming up right after traffic and weather.
Well, roads are looking pretty good right now. We did have some slowdowns on I-10, but now we're looking good on I-10 in both the east and westbound direction. Also, nothing to slow you down on I-110 throughout Pensacola. We still have some typical afternoon traffic that is going to be throughout 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect some delays there. Looking pretty good throughout Windhaven Beach, though. That's going to be on 98 if you're heading from Windhaven Beach into Navarre. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. For weather, as Joe mentioned, we have about one more good day of awesome weather, and then we have some rain for the whole rest of the week. So tomorrow should be partly cloudy with a high of 83, going to get as low as 67 tomorrow night. Mostly clear tonight, and 62 is our low at 77 in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 76 in Gulf Breeze. And coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, high chances of rain for the whole rest of the week. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at local headlines today. This morning, heard from Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson regarding the panhandling situation and an issue seen on nearly every major street in Escambia County and commonly one that is brought to the Board of County Commissioners. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson says they don't have nearly as many visible issues and says that's because they have an ordinance prohibiting it, which they enforce aggressively.
And we don't arrest them on the first time. We say, look, you're in Santa Rosa County. We have an ordinance against this. If you continue to do it, you will be arrested. And then they go elsewhere. I think it's just common sense that if you have a law and you enforce it, you know, vigorously, people are going to start obeying it.
And Johnson says the ordinance prohibits asking for money in a public place or right-of-way without a permit, which can only be obtained by a nonprofit organization. A man arrested over the weekend, allegedly holding a woman and child hostage with a firearm. That happened on Beeman Avenue Saturday. That incident was reported after a woman arrived at the Escambia Sheriff's Office saying that she had just escaped from a home and a child was still there. SWAT team went to that home and ultimately convinced 26-year-old Jerry Foster to release the child and surrender. Foster now is being held in the Escambia County Jail without bond on multiple charges, including aggravated assault, kidnapping, and false imprisonment. Over in Mobile, officials there accuse Biloxi police of dropping off homeless people into their city. They're filing a cease and desist letter against Biloxi, claiming it's using a city vehicle and uniformed officers to transport transients there. City of Biloxi responds, saying they've been working with two mobile homeless shelters since August of last year and have only transported two people this year. Local state representative now looking to reduce the mandatory waiting period for Floridians who want to buy a gun. District 3 Representative Joel Rudman filed the bill last week for the upcoming legislative session, which starts in January. Currently, the minimum wait time is 3 days before somebody can buy a firearm from a licensed seller. Rudman's bill reads that residents could wait 3 days or until they complete a records check, whichever happens first. Also, going back to Santa Rosa County, commissioners holding their public comment and administrative executive meeting this morning, and they did so at the Tiger Point Community Center in Gulf Breeze, which they do once per quarter. Late last month, there was the discussion brought up by Commissioner Ray Eddington about whether they should stop doing that, primarily due to issues with technology. And Commissioner Kerry Smith added today that it's a burden on county staff as they have to be there at 5 a.m. to set up the facility for the meetings. But the meetings will remain there. Commission Chairman Colton Wright says that they are looking into what it would cost to upgrade the audio and video production.
The technology we have isn't good enough to really hold the type of meetings we should be holding. I certainly support, you know, looking at what those quotes look like, trying to upgrade this facility. I think holding meetings here is important. I just think we need to, you know, instead of doing it halfway, let's do it right.
And in addition to that, Commissioner James Calkins added support for adding quarterly meetings on the county's north side as well. And finally, here locally, the Harlem Globetrotters announcing their 2024 World Tour includes a stop in Pensacola. That'll be Tuesday, the 23rd of April at 7 p.m. The Globetrotters say you'll be amazed by new levels of mind-blowing trick shots, expert ball handling skills, and big laughs as they take on their longtime rival, Washington Generals. Tickets are now on sale and can be bought at Ticketmaster.com. Gracie, have you ever seen the Harlem Globetrotters?
I have not. Have you?
I have. Ooh. I saw them in Newark, Ohio. I think it was like 2012, but it is a very entertaining show. You already know the outcome, but that does not matter. It is a lot of fun.
They look like fun.
It is. So I would encourage everyone, especially families with kids, if the kids are into basketball and if you haven't gotten a chance to see the Globetrotters, it is definitely family-friendly fun, and you will have no shortage of fun there. 4:21 now, we're taking a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Did you know that the University of Florida now offers two transfer-based bachelor's degree programs at their satellite campus in Milton, Florida? The Natural Resource Conservation degree is designed to give students an expertise in the conservation and management of the natural resources that make up our natural heritage, while the Plant Science degree gives students the ability to utilize plants to alter an ecosystem in a way that's beneficial for the environment and humans. For more information on these degree programs, visit MiltonGators.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their seven locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of FUFU Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at FUFUFest.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tracy for Pensacola right now. Hope you are enjoying the start to your week, enjoying this awesome weather. I mean, it was really nice to just actually enjoy being outside this weekend. Mm-hmm. So if you did something fun, give us a recap. There was a lot of stuff going on all throughout our area. Give us a little weekend recap right here with News Radio 92.3. Going to start off getting a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking great on the roads with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, but did get a call into the traffic line letting us know about the light at 12th Avenue in Summit. It is out. It's not flashing. It's completely out. Our listener letting us know that there was also like some sun in the way. So it's kind of just like use a lot of caution going up into that intersection. You know, remember that for make it a four-way stop. Again, that's 12th Avenue and Summit Boulevard in Pensacola. And if you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line 850-262-6111. For weather, tomorrow's going to also be nice with partly sunny skies and a high of 83. Cloudy skies for Tuesday night with a low of 67. After tomorrow, we have rain throughout the week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, high chances of rain. Tonight, we have clear skies at 77 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, and looking ahead to next weekend, yeah, I'm already doing that already. I mean, it's Monday. It's what we do around here.
That's how we get through the week.
That's right. So, again, it's pretty early. We've got the rain here through the work week. Looks like 50, 40% chance for most of it. Kind of tapers off into Friday night. And then Saturday, we're back to sunny around high of 81. Sunday, back to around 74. And then a week from today, I have around 72 with sunny nice skies. So that is how it looks at least right here. And I'm really hoping for that because I think this coming weekend would be the token newborn parent weekend in the fall of the pumpkin patch picture and maybe even a little corn maze.
Oh, my goodness.
All of the pictures that we take, you know, so. Thankfully, the Ohio State Buckeyes have a 11 o'clock kick, which allows for plenty of time in the afternoon and evening to get that accomplished.
I'm also going to have a college-filled football weekend coming up because I'm going to the Florida State-Syracuse game.
Oh, very cool.
My brother has parents' weekend, so the Wolves are doing a little family reunion.
Okay.
With the frat. I'm a little bit nervous, but it should be fun.
Yeah. Florida State game on Saturday. Weather is great for that, so that's awesome. Yeah, I need to get back to a Florida State game. My buddy and I went to one. It was the Miami game, I think, the last time Miami played there, and it was a nail-biter. Great finish there. I think it was 2 years ago, so need to get back to Doak Campbell Stadium. Looking at some state headlines here around Florida. USA Today reporting today that the Florida Department of Health has agreed to settle a lawsuit requiring it provide more detailed COVID data after initially refusing and saying it didn't exist. The department also will be paying over $150,000 in legal fees. That COVID data will detail vaccination counts, case counts, and deaths, and it'll be aggregated weekly for the next 3 years, grouped by county, age group, gender, and race.
Also, the National Hurricane Center in Miami is tracking two disturbances. One is an area of low pressure in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, and the other is a tropical wave far out in eastern Atlantic. The Gulf system is giving a 20% chance of developing and slowly moving northward, and the Atlantic system is expected to form into a tropical depression by midweek while it tracks towards the northwest.
Today, Republicans in Florida adding to their lead in voter registration numbers. The GOP has more than 5.2 million. As of August 31st, the state had 4.6 million registered Democrats and 3.8 million with no party affiliation. Florida historically had more registered Democrats than Republicans until 2021. Also, a Florida man story in Palm Beach County. Cops say a man stole a car outside of a Pilot Travel Center just minutes after filling out a job application at the rest stop. He went into the Pilot to ask about a job last week. He was told to come back today, Monday. He filled out the job and job application and left. I don't think he's getting an interview today.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Ron Confirm reports that Americans are among the hostages taken from Israel and now held by Hamas in Gaza. Former House Speaker, California Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Harming any American will result in the wrath of the United States. We cannot repeat what happened in Afghanistan. It must be clear that we do not negotiate with terrorists and no American will be left behind.
At least 9 Americans confirmed to have been killed in the attacks in Israel. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ending his campaign for the Democrat presidential nomination.
I'm here to declare myself an independent candidate.
Now, Kennedy speaking there to supporters in Philadelphia. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Pharmacy workers are staging walkouts at Walgreens across the country today as employees say they face harsh working conditions and the job action has the potential for long lines for flu shots and prescriptions nationwide. The walkouts are said to be happening at hundreds of the roughly 9,000 Walgreens locations in the U.S. It's a 3-day protest, and while some of the employees say they would walk off the job for a single day, others plan to strike all 3 days. Despite the news, Walgreens stock rose 2% today. A big deal in the pharmaceuticals world, Bristol-Myers Squibb said it'll acquire drug maker Mirati Therapeutics, a deal worth as much as $5.8 billion. The acquisition designed to boost Bristol-Myers' oncology business. Mirati investors not thrilled with the deal, apparently. The company's shares tumbled 10%. Otherwise, it was a positive start to the new week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials moved up 197 points. The S&P 500 added 27. The Nasdaq Composite tacked on 52. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. The drama Dallas Choking Cowboys were, well, the drama Dallas Choking Cowboys on a big stage last night. Dallas is the definition of a good but not great team, and the 42-10 beatdown by San Francisco just reiterates that the Cowboys aren't a team that we could expect to be in the Super Bowl or NFC Championship game this year, which is something that hasn't been done by Dallas since the 1995 season. Oh, well, some things never change. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ultimate Vegas Insider John Anthony, and I'm on fire. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. I love tonight's matchup. Green Bay, Las Vegas is a monster, side and total. Green Bay, Las Vegas, critical information confirmed, plus Thursday early release. That's 5 big plays John Anthony has you covered. I love to go 5-0 free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Green Bay, Las Vegas is huge. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want information? I've got it. I love to go 5-0 the season free. 1-800-244-5506. 5 big plays. John Anthony has you covered. Call 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Happy Monday. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and getting ready for an awesome week. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather before we get a rundown of our national stories. And then, of course, Monday Night Football tonight. We're looking good on the roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We do have some typical afternoon traffic. Palafox, North Palafox Street near East Olive is a little bit slow moving. Other than that, we're looking good. Also got a call in a little while ago letting us know that the light at 12th Avenue and Summit Boulevard was out. So just keep that in mind. That may still be out. And if you have any other details, please give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to hear from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Tuesday, waking up once again in the 50s and 60s. Grab a light jacket if you have to be out early on Tuesday. Should be warmer Tuesday afternoon with highs in the lower 80s, partly cloudy skies. If you're wondering about a rain chance, it's on the way. Get the umbrellas out, dust them off. Big time rain chance all day Wednesday into Thursday with high temperatures dipping back into the 70s as we go through the middle work week. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 77 throughout our area. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth, leavenrinkyrealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in national news today. We start in West Maui, where tourism is officially back. With the exception of Lahaina, tourism reopened yesterday on the island, exactly 2 months after wildfires killed 98 people and destroyed hundreds of homes. Nearly 17,000 people have so far signed a petition urging Governor Josh Green to delay the return of visitors.
Also, the Washington Post reports that government agents from Vietnam are tried to plant spyware on the phones of members of Congress, American policy experts, and U.S. journalists. So the spies used the social media platform X to try to get politicians and others to visit websites that were disguised designed to install hacking software called Predator. So it's a surveillance program that you can turn on your microphones and cameras on your iPhone or your Android, and they can retrieve all files and read private messages.
Yeah, that's scary. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for the White House as an independent.
Today we turn a new page in American politics. There have been independent candidates in this country before, but this time it's going to be different. Because this time, the independent is going to win.
Spoiler alert. It will not be different. No offense, Robert, but running for president as a Democrat originally, Kennedy Jr. telling supporters that he's switching parties. He began his run in the spring against President Biden and says he wants to be free from taking sides.
Major airlines are suspending service in and out of Israel. That includes American, Delta, United Airlines, and the U.S. Department issued travel advisories for the region. President Biden did confirm that commercial flights as well as ground service is being available for U.S. citizens wanting to leave Israel.
Finally, the vote to fill the vacant Speaker of the House seat is set for sometime this week. Looks like in all likelihood Wednesday. Top two candidates are believed to be Ohio's Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana. And again, that vote likely coming on Wednesday. In the world of sports, we have Monday Night Football tonight and playoff Major League Baseball jam-packed here. The Braves starting in about 20 minutes here on TBS, looking to rebound from Game 1 loss to the Phillies. So that will be a big game in a best-of-five series. So I don't want to necessarily put this as a must-win, but yeah, it kind of feels that way. Also later on, 8:07, the Dodgers look to even their series against the Diamondbacks. That one on TBS as well. The 1-3 Las Vegas Raiders hosting the 2-2 Packers on Monday Night Football tonight, 7:15. You've got the regular broadcast as well as the Manning cast to choose from. Couple injury notes. Local product Jeremy Reeves was hurt in the Thursday Night Football game with the Bears, and the Washington Commanders put him on the injured reserve list today. Also, the Vikings say they will not rush star wide receiver Justin Jefferson back after he suffered a hamstring injury during yesterday's loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. College football, the latest AP poll has Oklahoma into the top five now after their big win over Texas. Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, the top three now. Florida State checking in at number four. And a 23-year-old Kenyan runner is the new world record holder for the fastest marathon. Kelvin Kiptum smashed the record yesterday with a time of 2 hours and 35 seconds. That is nuts.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
Yeah, so he 2023 Chicago Marathon, 2 hours and 35 seconds to run a marathon. Okay.
Wow.
4:42 now, News Radio 92.3, health, business, and science notes today. The sport of football has become more violent than ever, and doctors are trying to keep up. And team at Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio is developing a breath test to detect the early signs of traumatic brain injury.
Breath analysis in a medical research field has gained significant popularity over, I would say, the last 10 years or so.
That's Dr. Mark Liberdoni says an athlete would breathe into a machine that would calibrate what's coming out of the lungs, and that gives a reading on whether there's been a concussion.
Also, the UAW strike is growing larger now as union members at Volvo Group-owned Mack trucks went on strike today. The majority of workers voted against the proposal yesterday that would have included a 19% pay raise. The union is fighting for a 40% increase, cost of living adjustments, and pensions for workers.
The American Heart Association identifying a new medical condition. It's called CKM, rather, for cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome. They're recognizing it in an effort to diagnose and treat people at risk of dying from cardiovascular disease sooner. Risk factors like abdominal fat and high blood sugar interacting with each other can have a negative effect on other organs.
Also, a new study shows that taking popular injections for weight loss could put you at a higher risk for digestive issues. So that's including Wegovy and Ozempic. And while the risk of serious problems are rare at about 1%, the demand of these drugs are soaring. And the study's author says that 1% could still translate to many people having these issues.
And finally, the founder of Joby Aviation says that electric air taxis will be in service in just 2 years. Joe Ben Bevert made that claim as his California-based company is working to develop electric-powered aircraft that can take off and land like a helicopter but fly like a small plane. Gracie, do you think that is a bit too aggressive of a timeline, or do you think that in 2025 we will have the air taxis in service?
I don't think they'll be in service. I think maybe they'll be promoting it for, you know,
maybe like in test trials.
Yeah, test trials, or this is the way, like getting us more, you know, basically okay with using these in the next couple years, I don't think there will be in service where us common folk are.
I think that could
around.
Be an interesting career switch for me, going to being like an air taxi driver.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be kind of cool.
No, that'd be awesome. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. Luckily, you don't need an air taxi to get through Pensacola, Pace, or Milton right now because we're looking good all throughout everywhere. Really no slowdowns to report. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. We do still have the light at 12th Avenue and Summit Boulevard still showing some slowdowns at that intersection. Did get a call in probably around 25 minutes ago or so letting us know that that light is showing some issues. It's out right now. So, again, that's 12th Avenue and Summit Boulevard. So just keep that in mind. And if you have any updates, just give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have a rainy week later in the week. That's going to be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, showing high chances of rain. Tomorrow, just partly cloudy and a high of 83. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 62, so it's going to still be nice fall feelings tonight. It's 77 right now in Pensacola, 77 in Milton, and 76 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And a texter says, I can see 2025, but they might be very expensive.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Looking at some pop culture notes here. So we still don't have a winner in the Powerball jackpot, so it's up to the third highest and largest in the history of the game. Tonight's drawing will be about $1.5 billion. Hasn't been a winner since July, and over 30 drawings have taken place since then.
And this is a show that I have gotten obsessed
with. I saw this and I immediately thought of you. I thought we've maybe talked about it once or twice before, but I was like, I bet Gracie likes this.
Did you watch the show?
No, I haven't, okay. But I after we read this, I will.
Okay. Well, the final season of The Crown, if you watch that, is expected to get released in two parts. So Netflix is going to reveal the first part coming out on October 16th, and the final six episodes are going to air about a month later on December 14th. This season is set in the late 90s, early 2000s, so that covers Princess Diana's tragic death. Also, Prince William and Kate Middleton's blossoming romance is going to be in this season as well.
So go ahead. You first here to talk about this here.
So I came late to it, so I just binge-watched everything up to this season that's about to be released, and it's really good. Like, each season is a different kind of, time period of the Queen, and I think it's really interesting that these are kind of more historic events that I would, know of. The other ones I was kind of like, oh, this could be based on real life because I don't even know what the historic situations are. So
I went back after I saw this. I went and looked up Wikipedia and just kind of looked up the series and looking through the different seasons. I am very interested to go back and start pretty much when Princess Di and Charles get married.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against the Queen or anything. I'm just not really interested in going back further than that. But I could see myself getting really interested in the show here from that point moving forward, and especially being in when the season six gets released here.
Yeah, and that's kind of when the drama happens too.
Yeah.
Before it's kind of like, okay, what? Not that it's hard to follow, but if you don't really care about historical shows, it's hard to follow.
You kind of got to know what you're watching ahead of time. I kind of felt that way in Oppenheimer too, a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta have to want to pay attention to it. Like, I would recommend it to some of my friends. Like, oh, it's so good, and they're like, yeah, I couldn't get through the first episode.
Yeah,
but after that, it's good.
Yeah, I'll be in on that. Also, today is the 50th anniversary. Or 50th annual, I should say, World Championship Pumpkin Way Off.
I got a huge plant that supports this. Most people don't understand, but this thing's over 2,000 square feet for a plant.
So that's Nick Kennedy from Minnesota. He was last year's winner with a pumpkin that weighed 2,560 pounds. This year's winner will receive $9,000 in prize money per pound of pumpkin.
Whoa.
So that's not a small amount. And if the world record of 2,702 pounds is broken, then there is a $30,000 bonus as well. So that's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Last one before we get a quick break in pop culture. Country star Jelly Roll is being celebrated after he got the audience to help a guy in a wheelchair crowd surf up to stage. So listen to this.
We're going to need a lot of help, though. We can't drop the ball on this one. This is big. All hands on deck right here, boys. Appreciate y'all helping us. Yeah, let's get him right the fuck right here.
baby.
So pretty cool one there. Once the fans safely made it to the stage, he and Jelly Roll sang the song Son of a Sinner together on stage.
Oh, very cool there. 4:50, we'll take our final break this hour. We've got some pretty wacky and weird headlines going on, and good news to wrap up hour number one on a Monday. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This year's WSRE Wine and Food Classic will pay tribute to the legendary chefs of PBS and celebrate rising stars like the final three from The Great American Recipe. Now's the time to get your tickets for a legendary dinner in the WSRE Amos Studio on October 14th and for the 33rd annual Walkabout Tasting on October 21st at the SCI Building in downtown Pensacola. Go to WSRE.org for tickets and event details.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating, living life to the fullest, emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Monday, we're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we finish off with some wacky and weird stories and, of course, some good news to finish off hour number one. We're looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 29 and 90 also showing no slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, an accident, have details, whatever it may be, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Coming up for weather, we have a very nice evening ahead of us with mostly clear skies tonight and a low of 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 83, and that's going to continue into Tuesday night being just a little bit cloudy. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, that's when we're going to be seeing some high chances of rain. So pack your umbrella for the last half of the week and enjoy the sun while it's out for tomorrow. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Question that's been just bugging me all day. What is the sexiest accent in the world? Well, thankfully, a poll of 1,000 Americans has revealed what that is.
Can I be Australian, mate? Hello, mate. Alligators and dingo babies.
That's right. Australian is the sexiest accent in the world, thanks to Kevin Malone there. The rest of the top five, Scottish, English, Irish, and French. The poll says the least sexy is a New York accent, and Boston accent was rated the most annoying, and Canadian voted the funniest.
Oh, gosh, that is crazy. I think that would make sense. I think New York and Boston definitely would not be front runners for the sexiest accents, for sure.
No offense to anybody that may work or own the company that we work for who may have a New York accent, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay. Well, that's another wacky and weird stories. Let me change the subject before I get fired. A judge in California today denied the restatement request of two LA police officers who were fired for playing Pokemon Go on the job. So their dash cam video and audio shows the cops ignoring a call for backup about a robbery in 2017. Instead, they were heard talking about how they're going to catch a certain character in Pokemon Go. And the officers tried to argue that the record should be dismissed because they were private conversations.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way.
That's
also, when the National Emergency Alert Test went out last week, it wasn't just prisoners who may have gotten outed for having secret cell phones, but some members of the Amish community, too.
Three of them replied back to me today and said, "Hey, I'm going to have to lay low for a while. I just got shunned." And I said, "How'd that happen?" They said, "Hey, that emergency alert that went off? Yeah, we had our phones on vibrate, and it still went off." The one guy said the elders were coming in his driveway, and they were there to speak with him about something that they heard about him, that he might have to get shunned, you know. They got to check up on it to see if it's true. Right when that was going on, the alert went off, and he was in his pocket. Now he's getting shunned for both, whatever they were after to shun him, and also the cell phone.
That is Eli Yoder, an ex-Amish man who says he's helped some Amish buddies of his get phones over the years and went viral on TikTok for that.
Is funny.
His laugh gets me the most. It's hilarious.
That is too good. Well, to end it off on some good news, a woman in Canada is in the news because most of her body is 39-year-olds, but her liver is 108. After she collapsed at 19, it was discovered that she needed a transplant, and the donor was an 88-year-old man. To make it to the 20-year milestone even better, she ended up marrying the guy who found her and called for help when she collapsed at the age of 19. And now they have three kids together.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's crazy. 5 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back for hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, giving you the full rundown of what's going on, not only throughout the world, but also here locally in the state of Florida, and of course, some wacky and weird stuff too.
Dependable travel.